This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Folder, F-O-L-D-E-R. Text FOLDER to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. FOLDER is this hour's code word. One lucky national winner gets $1,000 message and data rate supply. Folder. That's your word. I have some updated information on Demi Lovato. You've probably heard by now that she had some kind of an overdose yesterday and was taken to the hospital where she's there. She's there now recovering. Her family's with her. She refused to say what drug she was on, and the people who were with her at the scene also refused to say what drug she was on, although everyone there was adamantly denying that it was heroin. Mm-hmm. The reason that that was the first report that you probably heard is because somebody at the house had treated her with Narcan, mm-hmm. Which is specifically used for opioid overdose treatment.
Is that just like a needle goes into you?
I believe it is.
Isn't that the shot that...
Pulp Fiction.
That yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
but there's
Uma
also
Thurman,
yeah.
Yeah. There's also a I want to say in the report that I heard this morning about, you know, EMTs carrying this and police even possibly carrying this stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a nasal spray that they stick it up your nostril and squeeze it and it wakes you right back up.
Well, locally weren't they starting to carry it because of the fentanyl? Is it fentanyl?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Epidemic that is going on in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people are having lots of problems with lots of drugs, and so mm-hmm. they're, you know, in order to prevent overdoses, starting to carry this stuff. So anyway,
they really have a huge campaign going right now against the opioid thing, mm-hmm. and the ads are all about how many people hurt themselves on purpose
to get
the drug they need.
Right.
I told you about the girl who. I forget how that one went, but it's... She's in an alleyway, and she's talking about addiction and how she thought it'd never come to this. And it really, they make it look, at least in my head, that she's about to get out in an alley to score. And then she unbuckles her seatbelt and slams on the gas to drive into a wall. And that's how she was going to get her drugs. And the next one I saw was a dude in a garage with a hammer in his hand. This one, and he's amping up to break his own hand, and it shows him breathe like the okay, bam, and it shows him hammer his hand.
Oh my god!
To get more prescription opioids, and they're using these people as if they're real. I don't know if they are or they're not, but they're using it like Kyle from Dallas did this to get opioids.
Right. Well, Pete, it's clearly become a thing.
Yeah.
People hurt themselves because then they can go in. I guess if you're in an accident, maybe they put you on a morphine drip, so you're stoked about that, and then you leave the place with pain pills and a prescription for more.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Demi Lovato has been pretty open. She's struggled with alcohol, cocaine, OxyContin, all of those in the past. There's a nurse that's saying that she was using meth. Now, I don't think you overdose from meth. I don't really...
Oh, I'm sure you can overdose from
Well, I'm sure you
anything.
Can take too much, but
right.
they're
yeah.
saying that...
maybe...
That wouldn't be what Narcan was
used for. No, it wouldn't. But meth is extremely strong, so I imagine you can definitely go lose it off of that stuff.
Law enforcement sources told The Blast that illegal drug paraphernalia and drug remnants were found at her home in Hollywood when the paramedics arrived on Tuesday. It's unclear what kind of drugs were present at the scene. There may not have been enough left for analysis, is what they're saying here, although it seems to me a dot of it would be enough to analyze. Insiders are saying a nurse told police in an incident report that Lovato, used meth leading up to the overdose. They're saying it's unlikely she overdosed on meth. Narcan is used for opioid overdoses, not for overdoses of stimulants. Emergency personnel were called to her block at 11:22 yesterday, transported her to the hospital. There was an all-night party. Yeah, I think the new piece here is that meth may have been part of whatever cocktail she was on. Currently in stable condition. They're asking for privacy. The overdose was not a shock to some of her friends, who say there were lots of big warning signs for weeks that she'd lost her battle with sobriety, or for sobriety. Friends say even before she released that song Sober, confessing that she'd fallen off the wagon, it was apparent to them that she'd slipped back into drug use.
Didn't she recently fire her people?
She got in a fight with her sober coach. She was accusing her sober coach of betraying her. It just sounds like she wanted to get that guy off her ass. You know how that goes.
I do.
They say the signs became more alarming as the days passed. One friend said he knew for weeks she was in the danger zone. And when he saw her this week, it was apparent she was in trouble. She had a falling out with her sober coach, accusing him of betraying her. It seems, according to TMZ, that she was able to really split up, you know, compartmentalize the people who were in her life. Because there were other friends who said, I had no idea. I did not see this coming. One friend said he was at her home about 2 weeks ago. She seemed great. She was unconscious. They used Narcan to bring her back. That's an opioid counteractor. So there's the latest on Demi.
415 says Adam Rich of 8 Is Enough fame, you know, the little, what was the name, Nicholas or whatever?
Yep.
Threw himself down a flight of stairs while he was in a treatment facility and dislocated his shoulder to get pain meds.
Oh, that is really disheartening. Mm. People who are of general sound mind and body become hooked on these things and become slaves to them.
Addiction is heavy.
It's so awful. Okay, here's something totally different.
Okay.
Let's talk about something fun.
All right.
Stephen King. Love him.
I love him too.
Just, there's almost, I can't even think of one thing I've ever read by him that I couldn't find something in that I was like, okay, I love this. There is a new series called Castle Rock. It's going to be on Hulu starting tonight.
Okay.
It's an anthology series from Stephen King and J.J. Abrams. They say it's going to have, I believe it's all new, but it's going to have tons of references to King's work, like Shawshank Redemption, Stand By Me. It starts out with a death row lawyer being called out to Shawshank State Prison after IT star Bill Skarsgård, whatever character he's doing, is discovered inside the prison. Maybe he's actually IT and he's in the prison. Most of it's set in a place called Castle Rock, Maine. That's a setting for a lot of King's books, including Cujo, Needful Things, The Dead Zone, The Dark Half. So Castle Rock premiering on Hulu tonight. Actually, Hulu did a great miniseries of the book 11/22/63. Is that the date? Which was about this guy who found a way to travel back in time and he was going to be able to prevent JFK's assassination and what happened with that. They did such a good job with it.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
Your husband was a little cynical towards the end, but I loved the way it ended.
Yeah, I liked it,
too. He
didn't
like the casting of the old lady.
Oh. That was just one little tiny scene.
I know.
Did you wind up watching? You didn't watch that, did you?
Which one?
11/22/63. Cause you, do you not
No,
have
I did watch
oh,
it.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then you didn't keep Hulu.
Right.
That's right. Might need to get Hulu back. I'll let you know how this is. I'm going to try and watch it with the family.
You know, I was trying to think about, as you mentioned, Stephen King, and you were starting to tell us about this show. I was thinking of the artists in the world that have affected my life or impacted my life or been that I love, you know, I might even sort of underrate him on a daily basis. But if he were to pass and I were really to examine it, I've read books from that
damn
guy.
Damn near everything that guy's ever written.
I mean, He's a big deal in my world. Yep. I really have read a lot of his stuff.
I love Stephen King. Love him.
Like, think about that.
I know.
How prolific as an artist he is. There's a lot.
There is a ton. Even the stuff, you know, my husband stopped reading him years ago. He said, oh, you know, now that he's sober, I don't like it. I'm like, you're crazy. Gerald's Game,
The Outsider I just finished.
Oh, yeah. And you loved that.
It starts out a little heavier than you'd, but it's incredible. It's great.
Keeps on delivering. And his son, Joe Hill, is now getting up. Like, that guy's written a bunch of books I like, too.
I really can't Can't wait for another one from that guy. He's not nearly as prolific as his dad is, though.
He's not. Anyway, Castle Rock debuts on Hulu tonight. For those of you who are interested, I just thought you might want to know. I am definitely going to be watching that. Speaking of scary things, and I assume that'll be a scary series, if you'd like to do cool things for Halloween, because, you know, some people really get into Halloween, either elaborate costumes or like to do a seance or, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. Sure. This is a pretty cool thing. Scream, the original Scream, was filmed in Santa Rosa.
Oh.
At a house just right up the road here. And they have figured out, I don't know who owns the house now or if this is just the people who own it have decided that this is what they're going to do. But for a price, and not a cheap price, you can watch Scream at the actual house where the ending was filmed. And if you've got serious cash burning a hole in your pocket, you can stay there overnight. Apparently there's a band that's going to be playing as well. It's like a whole big Halloween party. So there's a bunch of different packages, including everything from the movie screening and all-day access to the house and the grounds to the overnight stay, along with a bus tour, a party, merchandise. Tickets for the overnight stay start at $850, although some of the higher-end packages are already sold out, even the lower-end packages that don't include the overnight start at $200. So I don't know how many people this includes or how close they are to being completely sold out. But it's Saturday, October 27th. It's at this the house in Santa Rosa, California. And you know what? There's no link in this particular story. Maybe we can put that up at RadioAlice.com in case anybody wants to check that out. The band is, let's see, Ice Nine Kills. Ice Nine is a Kurt Vonnegut reference. Once in a lifetime gathering and screening of the iconic horror movie, The Actual House, where its classic ending took place. So there's that.
What's the source for that?
This is out of TCS, so I don't see
the... I'll find it.
Yeah, there's a link, though. There's a link to the link.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Sorry. Wow. Woo.
Place is dusty. It's dusty. Want to hear a Yoko Ono song?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Player screaming, too.
So listen, the reason I pulled this morning out of the pile is that it says that the headline is Yoko Ono covers John Lennon's Imagine on her new album. So I thought I would love to hear Yoko Ono's take. You know that she recently petitioned for it and finally got a songwriting credit on Imagine.
Oh, really?
My God.
Yeah. So she has a new record coming out. It looks like October 19th. And it's an album that finds her revisiting and reimagining tracks that she recorded from 1970 to 2009. So,
let's hear it.
Should be great. We only have one clip, and I think it's Warzone, the actual title track on it. So here's a little bit of what we'll... October 19th, we'll spend some time with this new album. It'll be great.
Oh, super.
I know, but you can't. Mark your calendar.
I hear Drake's a fan.
She's a big influence.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Warzone from Yoko Ono. Oh.
That's it?
Oh, you want
Do
more?
You really want more?
You want more? I have more if you want it.
Yeah, keep it going. Let's hear a little more of that.
More.
Have you had enough yet?
No.
She's doing her own background vocals, FYI.
Oh my God. This song is like out of your nightmares.
It really is.
It's like a horror movie soundtrack. Wake up thing. We got to get, you know, that's a nice.
And we do a morning show. You got to use that for something. Use the
Yeah, we'll save it for sexy time. My God, she's so terrible. Someone out there must love her though, right?
Someone must. What's worse?
John Lennon loved her. That's what, that's what we know.
That's why we're stuck with her.
What's worse, it?
What's worse, that or Drake?
That.
Hands down.
That.
Oh, my God, Sarah.
I think I actually have to agree. I can't believe I'm saying it. I didn't think there was anyone I could like less than Drake.
Or she's just making the music for herself.
Ooh. Oh. 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 Do a mashup.
Oh. No. Don't sully this.
Wake up. Wake up. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Do you know that she's 85 years old?
Is she really?
Yes.
It's time to hang it up, Yoko.
I'll play that part. Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Okay. You may say I'm a dreamer.
Oh.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Warzone. Warzone. L-E-X-I Lexi. Sorry, Lexi. I actually didn't mean to lump
you
in.
Yeah, Lexi's looking for a plug, but I don't think she wants that one.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
There you go, buddy.
Roseanne.
Yes.
The spinoff.
Speaking of,
The Conners is coming to TV in October, it looks like.
Did they say who's replacing Roseanne?
Nobody. I think they're going to probably kill her off, right?
Yeah, something.
There's
maybe, like
be.
We were saying, maybe she'll be suffer from an opioid addiction and die off that way.
So it looks like they're going to premiere their Tuesday night lineup, the whole thing, led by The Conners, which is the Roseanne spinoff, until, let's see, mid-October. It looks like, they're talking about most of their new season is going to debut in September, and then it looks like they're holding the premiere of the Tuesday lineup until October 16th. And that makes sense because they got to film all this. Someone's got to write it, and they've got to film it.
Right.
So there you go, The Conners.
I wonder if... the writers will come back. Whitney Cummings and
probably. I'm sure they probably said to the whole staff.
Oh man, I can't think of her name. You know who I'm thinking?
Yes,
of?
She's on one of my
Wanda
one
Sykes.
Of my kids' cartoons.
Yeah. Wanda Sykes. Yeah,
she's
she'll
on Vampyra.
Come back. Yeah, yeah. We got a text from Lexi. She says, "I will pay you to stop Yoko."
How much? Let's negotiate. The negotiations have begun.
Bring cash in, Lexi.
Yeah, or we're gonna play it. Lexi, Lexi, Lexi. And a recap yesterday, it was reported that MTV VJ Jesse Camp
was
missing. He's been found.
Oh.
They say he's
okay. Was he at the Sherman Williams?
He's okay. No, he wasn't at the Sherman Williams. Let me see if they said where they found him. He was contacted by local. Let's see. That's not it. He's doing okay and appeared, quote, capable of taking care of himself. So... they shared that with the family, and while he hasn't, I don't think, been in contact with them, because he gave away his cell phone and all his bags of possessions.
Yeah, I can see him saying, I'm not missing, I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you need to know?
Well, we want to talk to you. You're our brother and our son.
Yeah, but you sent the police after me.
Yeah, because we were
I'm
worried
avoiding
about
the
you.
Police. Yeah. Can't
now
you
he's
see
on
that?
Their radar.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to avoid them.
Thanks for nothing. All right, what's coming up, Vin?
Well... there may be a reason to visit Mars after all.
Is that so?
Huh.
Oh.
Also, the ranking of Gatorade.
Oh.
Huh? And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening. The sky's brightening up a little bit. Still pretty overcast in downtown San Francisco, but I'm sure it's warming up everywhere else. This part of the show is brought to you by USAA Life Insurance Company. Right now, calling number 9-800-400-3697 wins a pair of tickets to see Niall Horan August 4th at the Shoreline Amphitheater with opening act Maren Morris. Here's a little Niall for you, former 1D. Give me a part where he's singing. Slow hands. Woo! Caller number nine right now, 800-400-3697. You'll see Niall Horan with opening act Maren Morris at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Call now. Today's the day to get USAA life insurance, provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas. Subject to state availability, issue limitations, and contract terms and conditions. Visit USAA.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lexi in the midday here on Alice. She's a really great radio show host and... We're all big fans here, and we all kind of thought Bryn would do a better job finding her a song. Maybe tomorrow.
No, I think this is the one. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, now that's the one.
Here's
play the Yoko Ono in between.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and get started. Here's what's happening in the news.
Oh, Vinny.
Sarah.
Yeah.
As long as I've known you, you've said things like, outer space is fun, and we got to get off this planet. And
definitely said that.
I believe in Martians.
No, I've never said that.
Something like that. Yeah. You and
I believe that there's life in the universe. It's impossible that we're alone.
Well, there it is. You just said it. What's the difference between what I said?
Because I don't believe that there's sentient life on Mars.
Oh, for crying out loud. Who even says sentient?
Anybody who talks about other species from other worlds being like, you know, we're sentient.
Who even does that? Well, anyway, let's not.
Elon Musk does.
We're not starting an argument here. I'm trying to tell you may be right.
Okay, tell me.
Researchers have found evidence of an existing body of liquid water on Mars.
Oh, like under the surface or something?
The proposed lake sits beneath the red planet's south polar ice cap.
Oh.
They say it's about 20 kilometers across and about a meter deep.
That's small. Still.
It's water.
It's amazing.
Could that mean they were Earth before Earth was Earth? And they're Earth after Earth's been Earth?
No.
We're not headed that way?
Well, I don't know.
We won't be Mars one day?
A lot more hope for terraforming if there's H2O. I mean, could we not oxygenate? I don't know. I mean, I don't really understand how terraforming works, but it does seem like you'd need water to do it.
Well, there's water on Mars, Sarah.
That's pretty exciting, Vinny.
It's a pretty hot planet. You're going to need to go for a dip when you're there.
No, it's freezing.
Oh, that's the cold one?
Yes, Mercury, then
Venus, the closer one.
Then Earth, then Mars. Mars is much further out.
Which planet is the one that, what's the book?
The Martian? It's Mars.
It is, wait, it's called The Martian.
Yeah, the one that they made a movie out of? Yeah, that's Mars, set on Mars. It's freezing there. Remember, he had to use the nuclear coil thing, the radioactive coil, to heat
the car.
Yeah,
to dig it up from the sand.
Because it was so freezing there.
Super toxic.
I do remember that.
Yeah, it's freezing there.
Huh. Gatorade, everyone.
What about it?
Well, I don't know if you drink it after a long night of drinking.
Oh, like, no, I don't. I think I swear to God, I think in my entire life I've drunk one Gatorade. Oh. And went, well, I never need to have another one of those.
You don't look for anything with electrolytes in it after a late night of drinking?
No,
to...
you know what I like? A lot of water.
Huh.
Just give me some water.
You never, after a long run, thought, no. I really...
Does it really help? Do you notice that it helps?
Sure, absolutely.
Mm. What is it? Electrolytes? Is that the
Electrolytes,
the thing?
Sure, yeah. I think I often use these little noon tablets. They're you put them in your water bottle when you...
Noon?
When you bike, N-U-U-N.
Oh.
Right.
Shame.
But there's a lot of different forms of getting electrolytes back into you now, but originally Gatorade was like the first thing. It was
right, sports drink.
It was the first sort of sports drink.
Kind of replenishes you.
I think
you.
They say that doctors at Florida State came up with it.
Mm.
And it was developed for athletes. And
now there's a zillion different flavors.
Right, and so...
Right, yeah. Hey, Vinny, I know a lot of people that use the Pedialyte.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I've heard of Pedialyte. Yeah.
Always to get yourself.
Replenish everything. Right.
So this dude, after a late night of drinking, decided to get to rank the flavors. Mm-hmm. Oh. And so I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. Plenty of us have seen. There's so many flavors now. You go, I don't even know where to begin.
All right, I'll take the blue one.
I'll spare you all of theirs. They have zero sugar ones. They have some flavor called Flow, which is supposed to be smooth.
Oh.
And another one called Fierce, which is supposed to be super strong. And after all of the flavors that he ranks, he ends up with the original lemon lime being the number one best flavored Gatorade. I have to agree. I often go for the original or the orange, which he has in at number five.
What's number two?
Well, he's got a tie for 2, 3, 4. They're all tied. It's Frost Cool Blue, Frost Glacier Freeze.
Oh.
And Frost Riptide Rush.
Oh.
Which I couldn't even,
guess
what
this is
right.
Things. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them.
Riptide Rush.
The original.
Oh, that sounds like the flavor for me.
Lemon Lime is the one.
I think that's the only one I've ever tasted, the original Lemon Lime.
Look at you.
I don't know. It's just not for me, I guess.
All right.
I apologize.
You drink Tang?
I have drunk Tang.
The drink of space people?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
You're into it?
No, I don't. I haven't had any Tang in years. Why are you asking me about Tang?
I don't know.
Do you drink Tang?
No.
I liked Tang.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I did.
I wonder if I'd like it now. I can kind of feel like I remember what it tasted like. Orangey, right? And kind of chalky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think NASA developed that.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
They did that freeze-dried ice cream, too. I used to like that.
Is it wrong to pretend
like
you're...
No.
I don't know what dips are.
Or
they're
like,
actually wet, though.
Whatever you get from McDonald's. Those little
Little Dippin' Dots. Those are, I don't know who made those or why, but those are still wet. They're still, you know, like they would melt.
Yeah.
But the freeze-dried ice cream is like is it called?
I don't know.
Napolitano or something, if it's the chocolate white.
Neapolitan?
Is that what it is? Okay. Something like this. It's like Napoleon, but not Napoleon. But strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate. And then it's just dried, and it comes in like a little metal, like plastic thing.
You eat that?
I have had that plenty of times,
All right. Well, we started in outer space, and we're still there.
We'll always come back to outer space, Benny. At least I will.
You like it?
It's just, you know, it fascinates me.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. They say, according to this story, there's a scam going around, and it is, in fact, a scam, and it's very convincing, so I'm here to tell you about it.
Oh, okay.
The email scam going around, a lot of people are falling for it. Scammers are sending emails saying they hacked your webcam and recorded you watching porn and what you're doing while you're watching the porn.
Oh, man.
Oh.
And just to drive the point home, they include one of the real passwords you use.
Oh.
They demand at least $1,200 in Bitcoin, or they say they're going to send the video of you to all your contacts. And apparently, some of them have made well over $50,000 in blackmail payments.
Jesus.
And it's a lie. They probably got your email and one of your real passwords from one of the many, many hacks that have happened where our info's floating around out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the ways they're coming back at you to get your money.
So just delete it.
Just delete it. They didn't get into your webcam and record you. They're just
fishing,
telling you that.
Wow. That is scary, though.
They say it's not impossible for someone to hack your webcam, so you might want to put a piece of tape or a post-it over it.
Shouldn't you do that anyway? Mm-hmm. It does seem like that would be the thing to do.
I've covered mine.
Good.
But that said, if there was a video of me and they said, you're going to have to give us, I'd say, send it.
Go ahead
and
send
it.
There's
no way.
Right.
I'm not getting involved with this.
Right.
Well,
I don't have to worry.
I'd send out a text.
I've never done that in front of my computer, so I'm all set.
What?
I've never done that in front of my computer.
Let me just.
I'm not lying.
You have never looked at a video and done that on your laptop or computer?
On my laptop or computer, I can honestly say I have never done that.
No.
What?
And not lying. No. Why wouldn't I just admit it?
I don't even have a computer in the bedroom or
Well, you don't have to do it in the bedroom.
That's
for crying
true.
Out loud.
We do have a laptop, and neither one of us have used it in forever. It's like put away.
Oh. Well, Johnny V puts it back in exactly the same position.
I hope so. You're telling me you don't think he uses a computer support when he's...
No. I mean, if he does, he uses his phone.
Oh. Yeah, that's...
That's not big enough.
How are
you supposed to see the...
I don't know if he does.
Maybe his eyes are really good and he can just make everything out.
Some people use phones, yeah.
Yeah.
Bryn.
Or iPads.
Nope, not me.
Yeah, they're full-on laptop guys. They both have a Post-it over their camera.
I'll cast it to my big screen, if anything.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure John might freak out. I'll let John know that this is a scam.
All right.
Just in case. He's already paid somebody $1,200. But also, I feel like that, you know, I'm with you, Vinny. If someone's going to try to blackmail me over that, something that's sort of a natural human function, I would immediately, you know, if anybody said anything to me about it, I'd be like, yeah, it was either that or I had to pay them to, so just delete it.
408
says, look at it.
That scam is a Black Mirror episode.
Oh.
It is a Black Mirror episode, but the guy does have, he shows them
the video
what he's
of them.
Got and what then he can see what they were getting themselves to as well.
No.
Which is part of the problem for some of them.
Oh, because they're not looking at... Got it.
Someone and then they make them do all kinds of terrible things.
Yeah. Mm. 925 says, got that email, but they wanted $2,900 in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Go
so what'd you, what did they do?
What'd you do, 925?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, I guess I'd call my mom and say something really not good is coming your way.
Right.
don't watch it.
Yeah, don't watch it.
The rest of you.
Maybe I should
text
what
could it be?
Say, well, someone's blackmailing me.
Yeah.
Just don't look at it.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I did the same thing every boy in America is doing. In fact, right. Speaking of boys in America, I think I'm going to text my family and
America.
Let them all know that
that there's a scam going around.
Yep.
Don't pay these people. How about a fast fact?
All right. I love a fast fact.
Steely Dan is named after a sex toy from the famous novel Naked Lunch.
I've heard that.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. That Steely Dan was a dildo name.
Whoop.
You can't say dildo?
I don't know.
Oh, Yuzi just doesn't like that.
Round and round you go, Black Jack, and do it again.
Have you read Naked Lunch?
Is that a Kurt Vonnegut?
I don't know. I've never even heard of it.
I'm not sure if I've read that. That sounds really familiar. Read all the Kurt Vonnegut books years ago. I should go back and read those. I remember liking them.
Someone says, I have put my cell phone in a Ziploc bag and gone in the shower.
Oh, God. Hilarious.
That's fun.
Yeah. Hey, whatever it takes. It's a totally normal, natural human function, and no one should make you feel embarrassed about it. Although a piece of tape over your camera wouldn't hurt.
Well, yeah. You don't want anyone to see you
right.
doing it.
It's a private moment.
Right. The average banana is larger than the average man's junk.
Oh.
The average banana is between 7 and 8 inches long, and the average guy is 5.16 inches.
Oh. Bananas.
Playboy was originally planning to use a deer's head as its logo.
Oh.
But changed to a bunny at the last minute.
Huh. That would have been weird to have a Playboy deer, you know, like the girls dressed up as... deer. With antlers, I guess?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It is sort of random, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Why a bunny?
I don't know.
Why a deer?
Hold on. I'm reading about it.
Oh, okay. let's find out about this.
All right. Text number is 800-400-3697. Okay. 408 says, I love Stephen King, too. And now I moved to Florida, close to where Stephen King has a home, and I'm so excited to see him somewhere. So far, my only celeb sightings have been Jerry Springer.
Oh.
Womp womp.
All right, so here it is. You ready?
Yes, this is about the deer logo instead of a rabbit logo.
So the reason Hugh Hefner chose a bunny is, and this is his exact words, he says, the rabbit, the bunny in America has a sexual meaning. I chose it because it's... a fresh animal, shy, vivacious, jumping. To me, it's sexy. First, it smells you. Then it escapes. Then it comes back, and you feel like caressing it, playing with it. A girl resembles a bunny, joyful, joking.
Mm. I thought it was gonna be like, you know, multiplying like bunnies.
Yeah, that's like bunnies. Well, that would be like sort of what goes through your head. I mean, right. the obvious animal would be the kitten, right? The kitty.
Right.
Mm, right.
Wow.
Oh, so then he goes on to say.
Oh.
He says, consider the girls we choose for Playmate of the Month. They're never sophisticated. A girl you cannot. A girl you really can't have. She's young, healthy, a simple girl. The girl next door. We're not interested in mysterious, difficult women. A femme fatale who wears elegant underwear with lace and who's really sad.
Oh.
A Playboy girl has no lace, no underwear. She's naked. Well, and she's naked. Well washed with soap and water. She's happy.
Oh, God! Like a happy little bunny.
What is that? Is that dated? What's the date there?
1967.
Oh, wow. Oh.
This guy named Art Paul created the bunny in less than half an hour.
Saw the Castle Rock first episode at San Diego Comic Con. It is amazing.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. That's exciting. Yeah, I'm going to check that out. That sounds like something I can watch with my family. We're always looking for a good show to binge together.
408 says, I'm hooked on reading because of Stephen King. Yep.
He was just one of the first novelists that I just started devouring everything that he'd written, really reading for the pure joy of it.
Super fun.
Yeah.
All right, I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.